90s and more.
That's the power of love. 99.7
Max FM.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time. You should know.
Big attention, begging you to touch and go. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Ninety-nine-seven Max FM.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
I should have known better.
Right.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
I am Dave Grant with your Max FM weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds with a high of 63. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low of 47. Friday, gradually clearing with a high of 59. Saturday, sunny with a high of 57. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 62. Currently, it is 33 degrees outside.
99.7 Max FM.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Tired. why do they follow me? It's not the future that I can see, it's just my fantasy.
And more.
99.7 Max FM. I can die when I'm done. But maybe WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The striking machinists at Boeing are still striking, the union rejecting the company's latest offer, which included 35% pay raises over 4 years and $7,000 signing bonuses, but did not include restoring the company's pension plan, which was eliminated a decade ago. Charles Froemming, one of the machinists, asking of his bosses.
They get their pension, don't they? CEOs get $100 million worth of stock options when they retire. It's costing them billions a month. It's costing me thousands.
12 days until the election. Kamala Harris telling a CNN town hall last night she agrees with Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, who says Trump fits the definition of a fascist. Trump calls Kelly a total degenerate who made up the story. The Justice Department warning Elon Musk that his $1 million giveaway to registered voters might possibly be a violation of election law. The first lawsuit against McDonald's has been filed by a man who says he was infected with E. coli after eating a quarter pounder in Colorado. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Nearly 100,000 people cast early ballots on the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reported over 97,000 in-person absentee ballots were cast on Tuesday, with long lines in Madison and Milwaukee. That compares to nearly 80,000 ballots on the first day 4 years ago. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance will return to Wisconsin next week. The Trump campaign says Vance will speak in Racine Monday. Vance was in Waukesha just last weekend. His Racine event will be just days after Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's campaign stop in Racine. And a rapper led students to the polls at UW-Madison. Video posted to social media Wednesday by the Wisconsin Democratic Party shows UW-Madison alum Young Gravy leading a parade of students to an early voting site. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm Dave Grant with your Max FM weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds with a high of 63. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low of 47. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.